Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to 2 Samuel chapter 17. Second Samuel chapter 17, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned. So all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore, I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground, and of him and of all the men that are with him there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river, until there be not one small stone found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by Enrogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went out and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom. But they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, after they were departed, that they came up out of the well and went and told King David and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you. Then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan by the morning light. There lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose, and gat him home to his house, to his city. and put his household in order and hanged himself and died and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son whose name was Ithra, an Israelite that went into Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim that Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodebar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, "The people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness." May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. I have the first section then as verses 1 through 14, and this is, I've called it the Battle of the Giant Counselors, Ahithophel versus Hushai. So they ask counsel from Ahithophel, and remember that the chapter before ended with the counsel that Ahithophel was giving in those days was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So wise and sagacious was it. Excuse me. And so Ahithophel gives what the Bible calls in this chapter good counsel. Let's remember that. It was good counsel. And it was good in several respects. It was good, number one, in that Absalom would stay back and not go out into the field with his army. It was good in that it was immediate. It was good in that it was, let's rise up right now while he is weak-handed and in the middle of the night. We need not waste any time. Let's get up. I'll take 12,000 men, Ahithophel says, and we'll take him. And we'll just take David and everyone else will flee. And so it was good in that it was immediate, and it was good in that it was it had Absalom staying back. If Ahithophel was wanting to support Absalom, he was doing it in the right way. So Absalom then, and remember, the king's hand is in the heart of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. And so rather than just going with the counsel of Ahithophel, Absalom says, "You know, I've got another mighty counselor here, Hushai, so let me call him as well." And Hushai says, "The counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time." It's an interesting and political move that he says it's not good at this time. It is good counsel, but not right now. And then he gives several reasons. And by the way, let's make sure we understand that the counsel that Hushai gives is also very good counsel. Notice, Ahithophel said, "When we come upon David with 12,000 men, what will the men do that are with him? They will flee." Hushai says, "No, they won't. They won't flee. As a matter of fact, they're like bears robbed of their whelps right now. They're not going to flee at all. They're actually really mean. They're in a bad mood. And you don't want to come upon them right now like this." Now, is Hushai telling the truth, or is this good counsel? You know what? It is good counsel. It's good counsel. Let me put it this way. It was not good counsel on the part of Ahithophel to believe that if they came upon David's forces that they would flee. I don't think that was good counsel at all. I think Hushai's counsel in that sense had something to be commended, and I think that's what Absalom caught hold of as well. But there's something else that Hushai does that is irresistible to Absalom. He says, "You need to go to war in your own person." What do we know about Absalom? We know that he was a man that was given to his pride. And so Hushai, shall we say it this way, plays right into the wheelhouse of Absalom when he tells him, you need to go to battle in your own person so that this is seen to be a complete victory on the part of Absalom and not on the part of Ahithophel. And so after all that is said then, Absalom says, the counsel of Hushai is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. I think that I do need to go to war in my own person, and we'll gather a larger force than 12,000, and we'll be able to take care of those men that rise up, that will not flee when we come upon David and his forces. And so you can see how that the Lord is in all of this, that there is some things that Hushai brings in his counsel that are indeed wise, although Ahithophel overall had the right idea. So Absalom is moved off of the idea by the hand of the Lord from the counsel of Ahithophel to the counsel of Hushai. And we'll skip ahead for a moment and note that Ahithophel, being the wise man that he was, saw the hand of the Lord in being pushed off of his counsel. And so Ahithophel, rather than repenting, going out to David where he would have found mercy, he found no mercy at all. He is one of those types of Judas, isn't he? In that he goes to his own house and hangs himself. Remember what is said of Judas. He hanged himself and went to his own place. Remember? And so Ahithophel is a type of Judas, a betrayer to David, Judas to the greater David. And so he goes to his own house and ends his own life rather than seeking out the mercy of God in Christ. Ahithophel at that point had a pretty good idea what would happen to him when David would be restored to the throne, and he saw no other way but that David would be restored to the throne, in my opinion. And so that's why he did what he did. We don't condone that. It is obviously a sin, and it is a hopeless thing for him to do when he ought to have had hope in the mercy of God. All right, so then we have this little bit of intrigue here in verses 15 through 21. So remember that David had sent a couple of men back to gather intelligence, Zadok and Abiathar, and that they would have two young men that would be able to run with any news to him as to what the goings-on were. And notice how timely that proves here. So then, they hear news of what is being planned, and it doesn't seem to me that Absalom takes the counsel of Hushai fully, but he kind of mingles the two counsels together. Because he is up and very quickly, instead of gathering all of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, he does gather a larger force than 12,000 that were in and around Jerusalem. And so he does muster a force from more than just Jerusalem, but he does go very quickly. And so it seems to me that at least in the size of the forces, that he takes up a council that is kind of the mingling of the two. And so what he does is he says what? Well, I'll just kind of bring them both together, and surely then I'll have my victory. And so the two young men finally escape to David after the intrigue of the well. And let us remember that in all cases that are similar to this in Scripture, that if there is a lie that takes place, we never condone a lie. We never say that that is upright. The Lord may bring an upright outcome from that, but the lie itself is never condoned in Scripture. So let's make sure we understand that. That when the woman says, when she's asked, where are the two young men? Well, they got up and they passed over the brook. And where are they? They're down in the well, right? And she's put the tarp over the well, and she's got grain on there as if they were using it for a threshing floor, right? And so, yeah, there is some deception going on there. And then she tells an out-and-out lie, which is never condoned in Scripture. But the messengers return to Absalom, and then those other messengers for David, they go out and they tell David, Make sure you don't tarry. Make sure you get all the way over Jordan tonight. And so we have about a 15-mile march overnight to get across the Jordan River from David and his men. Okay, 15 miles, one night. Let's make sure we understand that. Okay, that's a tough deal. And yet they did. And so let's draw back from that for a moment, stop and make a good use of that. Sometimes the Lord calls upon us to do some hard things, very hard. But notice that when He calls upon us to do those hard things, He strengthens us to do them. That we must remember the words of the Apostle Paul. I mean, what if David, you know, I saw an internet meme the other day, and I'm sure we can all, get a chuckle out of it. You know, if I ever had to run for my life, I'm sure I would die. Have you ever heard that? Yeah. If I ever had to run for my life, well, I'm sure that would be a short race, right? Okay, well, let's remember that sometimes the Lord calls us to do something that is very difficult. David was saving his life, which is a lawful duty. And so David here, not a young man, 15 miles, overnight march. Okay? Sometimes the Lord calls upon us to do some difficult things. Let's rise to those challenges that the Lord sets before us. Why? Because with the Apostle Paul, we will say that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We have a saying in our culture. We say, I can't take that. You'd be surprised what you can take. You'd be surprised what you can endure. And as one comedian said, you'd be surprised what you could live through. Let's make sure that we're not simply drawing back because something is difficult. Because very often the Lord calls us to difficult things. As a matter of fact, Jesus calls us to take up our cross daily and follow Him. The cross that David was to take up that night was to go on a forced march over 15 miles with Absalom at his heels. Okay? All right, so they get across the Jordan and they set up in Mahanaim. Mahanaim is a city in Gilead on the other side of Jordan. And interestingly, we have some unlikely characters come to minister to David. Notice, David takes up the hard duty of marching to Mahanaim. The Lord answers that stalwart duty that David undertook by bringing him the refreshment that he needed in the wilderness without him ever soliciting it. So let us remember also that when we take up what Christ did, that setting our face like a flint, and we take up that difficult duty, that very often we can't expect that the Lord will refresh us with some unexpected supply when we do take up those stout duties that He requires of us. Okay? So we have very, very unlikely candidates that come to meet David when he is at Mahanaim. Who do we have? We have Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah. Okay, well, Rabbah, that is of the children of Ammon. Would you have expected the Ammonites to rise up and faithfully help David in the wilderness? No, you wouldn't. Then Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodebar, which is also outside of Israel. And then Barzillai, the Gileadite, who's a private citizen, rises up and takes out of his own stock and store. And what do they bring? Notice what they bring. Okay, they've been walking all night. They bring beds, basins, earthen vessels, wheat, barley, flour, corn, parched corn, beans, lentils, parched pulse, honey, butter, sheep, cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. They need some help. Right? And so their hearts went out to David and to his men, and they were simply passing by, fleeing from Absalom. But notice that David had already laid the groundwork for that in his prior reign, that he had been a friend to those nations that were round about Israel that were not under the ban. And so in being a friend, to them. Notice that David, as a type of Christ, subdues his enemies even to himself. Right? And so those who might be thought of as David's enemies, what do? They come and bring their gifts. All right, well, thus ends the reading then of 2 Samuel chapter 7.